The Pennsylvania House has approved a plan to raise the state's minimum wage for the first time in more than 15 years. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky has details.
The bill, introduced by Philadelphia Democrat Jason Dawkins, would gradually increase the wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 by 2029, with automatic increases tied to inflation after that. Supporters say it's long overdue. Dawkins says full-time workers shouldn't struggle to afford basic needs like food and housing. Nearly 43,000 Pennsylvanians currently earn minimum wage or less, and hundreds of thousands more make under $15 an hour. Critics argue higher wages could lead to job losses and rising prices. A Congressional Budget Office analysis found a nationwide $15 wage could reduce employment, though other studies show little to no job impact. However, all of Pennsylvania's neighboring states have already raised their minimum wages, most to at least $15 an hour. A Columbia University study found that New York's wage law reduced poverty with no effect on employment numbers. But the proposal faces a tough path forward. Republicans control the state Senate, where similar efforts have failed in recent years. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.